3BA's Ballarat Today.
Speaking of back roads, we're going to catch up with Lee Kernaghan, who's about to come to Ballarat with the Back Road Nation Tour. He's an Aussie legend and he's won a heap of golden guitar awards, 37, I think it is.
That's a ute load.
It is. 15 albums and some bloody good albums too. And we've got Lee on the line right now. G'day, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Gareth. G'day, Gabe. How are you?
Hello.
Great to have you back in Ballarat. I know you've been here before. You're going to play the Civic Hall, which is newly refurbished, so it'll be great to have you playing your gig there.
It sure will, mate. It's a real credit to Ballarat for, you know, keeping that beautiful building and turning it into such a great entertainment venue now.
Well, look, if you open up all the doors and different bits and pieces, it can fit 2,000 people, so this is going to be quite a concert.
2,000 members of the Outback Club.
Absolutely. Now, you've spent so many years just travelling Australia, and I was just saying at the start of the show that, you know, those who live in rural Australia always hate the thought of, you know, going to the city. You really meet all those great Aussies who live out in remote places like Marble Bar. What do they do out there?
Well, it's cattle property and it's a bit of mining out there, but it's pretty stark. I played in the Ironclad Hotel at Marble Bar, and that town has recorded the hottest temperature of any town in Australia on record. So she's hot and dry and dusty.
Yeah, it is. I think the hottest consecutive run of over 35 is like 180 in a row. That's how hot Marble Bar is.
Now, the opposite end of the scale, I believe you were born in Corryong up in the snow.
Yes, I was born on the foothills of the Snowy Mountains, that little place called Corryong, and my parents were dairy farmers up in that neck of the woods, and on my father's side, they were drovers of sheep and cattle down in the Riverina in southern New South Wales, and that was really where songs like Boys from the Bush and Three Chain Road and Hat Town, where they all came from.
Now, I like your style of, you know, the way you do your music. It's got a great positive vibe to it. And you do get Aussie artists who either go down that American twang sound, which still sounds pretty good, but you've got a great Australian sound. Let me play a little bit of Wheels on the new album.
'Cause I got wheels spinning around.
Great sound, Lee.
Love it. Very catchy.
Yeah, just like Outback Club and all those great songs. You just know how to get a real good foot-tapping hook going in a song, don't you?
We shot the music video on a stretch of road south of Alice Springs on a dirt road. And it was about 45 degrees in the shade out there when we're making that clip. And I thought that we had the perfect clip. I thought we had the Land Cruisers, we had the hats and the boys, and we were all there having a good time. But there was one thing missing, a good-looking girl. And so I looked around and I saw my wife, Robbie, and somehow or other I convinced her to put on a hat and a pair of bikinis. And she became probably the most important part of the music video.
She certainly stars it. She's done a great job there. But that's a great video clip as well. There's a great shot at the end of it where you're driving the ute. It's a drone shot. And you're driving down the highway. It suddenly just disappears into this red dust corrugated track. Great vision.
That's what it's like out there, mate. Yeah, we did another great video for making the Back Road Nation song, and we're out the back of Walgett in New South Wales filming that one. So now I've gotten to some pretty amazing places this year, writing songs and making videos.
Fantastic. It's been a big productive year, and you've had a Grammy nominated producer and songwriter helping you out with the album too.
His name is Lindsay Rhymes, and he's an Australian boy now based in Nashville and doing really, really well. And he co-wrote the big hit for Kane Brown last year called Heaven, and it was the second biggest song in country music in America last year, so not bad for an Australian boy.
That's great.
Yeah, some great Aussies doing some really great stuff, and country's getting stronger and stronger and stronger every year, isn't it?
It is, mate. You know, you look at Morgan.
Morgan Evans, yeah.
Morgan, of course, and he's just on his Australian tour. There's a new outfit called Seaforth, who are based in Nashville, but those boys actually come from the suburb of Seaforth in Sydney.
Okay.
They've just signed a major record deal internationally. So there's a lot of great things happening for Australians in the world of country right now.
Do you think the barriers between what was traditionally country music, is it transitioning into sort of pop, rock or other sort of genres?
Yeah, the lines are really blurred now. And the music is just getting more popular. So it's I host a radio show. I don't know if it's on your network, but it's the biggest syndicated radio show in Australia, and it's country music, so it's a great thing.
Is that the CMC network?
It's The Range.
The Range, okay. No worries, we'll look out for it, mate. But
you can get it on a podcast as well.
Fantastic. Well, Lee, it's great to catch up with you again, and I like how you call your fans your mates. That's really typifies you and, how you present. You're just straightforward, mate, and we love your music too, and we're really lucky to have you back in Ballarat. So thanks for chatting today, mate. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Gabe. Really looking forward to catching up with you in Ballarat.
Thank you.
Okay, so Lee Kernaghan in Ballarat at the Civic Town Hall, so it's going to be great to see him there too. And grab your tickets. They're on sale right now, and it's coming up Saturday, November 16. 3BA.